Hi, I'm Lindsay Williams, your podcast host, and welcome to Busy Mum's Fitness Corner, Manifesting Through Motherhood, where we dive deep into the empowering journey of balancing motherhood and personal wellness. As modern day mums, we can possess an incredible ability to manifest your dreams while nurturing your family's well-being. Join me as we explore the transformative power of mindset, goal setting and self-care, equipping you with practical strategies to create the life you envision. And who said manifesting has to be hard? Welcome back to the podcast. So I thought I'd do a sneaky little podcast today. And I wanted to talk about, is your health reducing your motivation to get going? Because I see a lot of people at the minute that are saying, oh, like, I have my problems with my fibromyalgia. And it's about managing your pain management, your health. And, you know, when we're like growing a business or we're wanting to manifest something, when we've got health problems in the way, it can really affect us with our motivation, because we're trying to blend in a fitness plan and how we are going to get fit and feel well enough to work. And some people now work from home, so you can be quite sedentary. But because a lot of people say to me, well, I'm working at home now, I'm not going out, I'm not as active. I'm like, yeah, but you've got the beauty of being able to. You've not got the time for driving. You can do some working outs at home. You can go on YouTube. You don't have to pay anybody. It's so free. You can do anything. Use a tin of beans. But having that motivation is time blocking, getting everything in. And we need to plan this in for the week. And if you're a beginner to exercise, it's like, how am I going to implement exercise, you know? What forms am I going to do? What am I going to do? What do I like doing? And you just start with basic, just standing on the spot. Like last night, I went to bed and I've been really stiff this week and I don't know why. And I'm like, been getting on my knees and I'm getting up and I'm creaking. I'm like, what's going on? That is probably just my fibro. My muscles ache a lot. And I've not been particularly doing a lot. It's been half term, but I have been a little bit more here, there and everywhere. And so that showed me that I need to work on my flexibility. So this week is all about flexibility and implementing that into my week. It's second week of half term for me. So my plan's different. Everything's, I can't just go off to the gym when I want, but I can exercise at home. So I have like some TheraBands and some dumbbells in my bedroom. You don't have to have, you know, it doesn't need to require a lot of space in the corner of my bedroom, underneath my TV, and I just pick them up and I just do some like squats on the bed, and like, you know, if I'm watching TV and just lie back on the bed, do some leg raises, just do some, you know, get your knees towards your chest if you can, or just roll to the sides. Just, you know, it's quite, you know, if you, you know, you struggle with your mobility on in chair or on your bed, exercise is great. What it is, I say to people, do a body scan, see where you can move your body and where you can't, you know, within range, and don't obviously hurt yourself. But if you're just lifting your leg up a little bit, oh, does that feel pinchy? And I do sometimes, because I used to do a lot of karate and I used to go up in the splits, go up and down, and I think to myself, I just want to get back to that. And I don't know why. I'm not doing the exercises that I used to, because I'm not trying to, I don't want to trigger my body, because I need good health for work. I need to look after my son. I don't want to feel achy all the time. So, and with the weather warming up a little bit, it's going to get better anyway. So, you know, I think we're feeling more motivated with the weather. My friend, she usually goes on like morning walks, Carla, and she messages me sometimes in the morning and she'll send me a voice note, because she'll say, I'm like, I can tell she's back. I don't know what, can hear the birds chirping. So I was like, just be careful. Like, she said, well, that's why I message you sometimes, because I know you're up early. So I'll send her a voice note. I could be doing something. Maybe I'm doing something on my laptop or I'm doing my working out. And I message her. She's like, right, feeling motivated today. I've got my crystals. I've done my journaling. And it's good. I love to hear people doing that. And I love it when I inspire people and they message me to say, Lindsay, I've been journaling this week. I've really took to action what you've been doing. And I think that's why I like to influence people on social media. I don't like to preach people. I mean, there is an element of preaching, because I want to show people what you are capable of and what you can do online, because we all need somebody to push ourselves. And if you can't afford a personal trainer or a life coach, then whoever you got, you're looking at your influencer, influencers, aren't you? You are looking at people that you can follow and you can find something from. We all do it. We all watch people, but it can be quite damaging as well, because we look at things and think, well, that's not us. We haven't got that body type, that shape. And it can make us feel a little bit rubbish about ourselves. So just look at you and what you can do. And even just making small changes every day, something more, steps, going up and down the stairs a little bit more. If you've got, you know, any disabilities, like using baked beans and some TheraBand, start. We need to look at our upper body strength is even more. And I say this to my nan, and I get her to exercise at the nursing home. So you must, like, she's nearly 93 and she can walk with a little walker, and she's quite fast, to be fair. And I say, but you need to, I mean, she looks like she's shrinking at the minute, but I say to her, you need to make sure you're exercising, because she'll say, oh, such a body, she can't get out of bed. And I'm like, well, if you carry on and not exercise, that's going to be you. I said, you can get to the toilet, you can do all these independent things, do not stop doing them. So she said, every night I think about what you used to say to me when I lived at home, was like, lift my legs up. I said, yeah, just get rid of the fluid, make sure the cardiovascular, all the blood's going back to your heart, make sure, you know, you're reducing that risk of stroke and heart attack, and you know, your cholesterol, just making sure everything's nice and clean and moving around. Yeah, you're going to have some heart failure at her age, but if we can, you know, extend her life even longer, like she, I said, exercise makes you feel better, feels less stiff, and she moans when she doesn't feel well. And I say, Nam, but to be fair, you're never ill. So when she does get a little bit ill, she can't cope with it, because she says, well, I'm never ill, me. And I went, but Nan, you're nearly 93. Like, you've got to remember, you're heading towards 100. I think we forget sometimes. And then when she gets poorly, we all panic. We're all family up in arms, like, oh, she's not well. But I say to her, but you're going to have these chest infections. You're going to have a cough because you've got fluid. You're let down at night, obviously. Or your chest is going to be, you know, so it's going to be a lot more strained for your age, because you're sat in a nursing home. You're not going out shopping like you used to. You're not catching, you know, you're not circulating bugs around. So I said, just be as active as you can within the home. So there's a toilet which is like near the front reception. So she says, I don't go to like the other toilets if I don't need to. I will walk to the front. And I said, that's the best thing to do. It's them extra steps. And the breathing is quite good. So it's really good sometimes just to do something, you know, a little bit out of your comfort zone. So that's what I'm going to say today. Do something out of your comfort zone this week. Think of a plan, time block it, and think of what I can do this week to make myself more healthier. And it makes you more excited, more motivated. And motivation, if you motivate yourself, get a motivation buddy. Accountability is the best one, you know, finding someone that you can exercise with. So anyway, I'm going to go. And I'll see you in the week anyway. I'll record another one in the week, and I will speak to you soon. Bye for now. Oh, and if you are looking for any resources, I do have lots of books on Amazon, like weight loss planners, exercise planners, things like that. So I'll see you later. Bye.
Did you know you can join and support the show by becoming a Patreon, with extra podcast audio, self-development and health support? Don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss an episode. And if you could rate and review the show, that would be great. And thanks for listening. Oh, don't go yet. Did you know you can find me on Amazon? I have over 20 self-published books, from manifesting planners, weight loss and meal planning, gratitude and time blocking, and many more. Bye for now.